Tom Callahan, Jay Levin here with you talking puck for what could be the final broadcast of this NHL season, at least while they're playing games. Certainly we will have more to talk about if the Pittsburgh Penguins wrap it up tonight. But Jay, heading into Pittsburgh with a chance to raise the cup on home ice, first time it would ever happen for this organization. Their other three have all come on the road. Before we get to looking past the game, and we'll talk about Conn Smythe possibilities here, but what do you think? Pittsburgh, do they have it in them tonight?
I think, you know, Pittsburgh clearly has all the momentum. They're playing significantly better hockey right now as a team than San Jose. They're making all the little plays that you need to win. But, you know, all that being said, if we see a big game tonight from the two Joes, if Joe Thornton, Joe Pavelski really step to the forefront, they definitely can bring this series back to San Jose for another game. So that's really what I want to see, is how well do Pavelski, do Thornton step up, Logan Couture, add him in, add in Brent Burns. You know, the best key players for San Jose, are they going to rise to the occasion? Are they going to keep the season alive there for the Sharks?
You know, an interesting stat I heard today, we're talking about Pavelski, Thornton, you know, those big names, Couture is the other one. Those guys were 42% of San Jose scoring in the regular season. So far, they have not showed up in the Stanley Cup final. And, I mean, you want to talk about a difference. These have been one-goal games. They've been overtime games. They've been so close that you could you know, split a hair here between these two teams, and it could be going either way. But to me, those guys not showing up has been really the story of this series.
Yeah, I mean, for San Jose, I think that Joel Ward has probably been their best forward this series. Definitely game four, Joel Ward, whoever he was paired with, that line was humming. So, you know, it's great to have a lot of the support players playing well, but time like this, chips are down. You need your best players to really step up.
And so right now, heading into the game, the Sharks certainly looking to do that. They've been trying to appear at least loose, and that, you know, they're going to lay it all out there tonight coming into this game and say, you know what, we're going to play the best game we possibly can. Everybody said all the right things. I just don't know if they can stem the tide of the Pittsburgh Penguins. But again, because they're all one-goal games, this series could almost just as easily be 3-1 Sharks. It could be over by now, or we could be locked up at 2-2, because I think at different times, each team has carried the balance of play. Now, if we were to take the weight of the whole series thus far, do the Penguins deserve a 3-1 lead? Absolutely.
You know, and I also want to take a look back, Tom. It's been our theme pretty much the whole series, the tempo of play. I mean, even there, game four, we saw it. Pittsburgh, for the first two and a half periods, took the tempo to San Jose. It was a fast game. Speed, you know, really put the Sharks on the defensive. Then it looked like Pittsburgh kind of took the pressure off the gas pedal there. They didn't use their speed through the neutral zone. San Jose was able to come on strong there in the third period before getting that third goal to make it 3-1. You know, all the momentum was there with the Sharks. Does Pittsburgh continue to play an up-tempo game tonight, or can San Jose finally find a way to bog down the tempo, especially in the neutral zone, and make it much more of a physical zone, offensive, defensive zone type game, take away a lot of the importance of the neutral zone? So that's another item that I want to take a look at tonight.
Well, and for me, I mean, we've talked about the goaltenders here in this series, and we will certainly talk more about them, but I think both of these guys have played real well. I know that there was a little bit of talk about, you know, oh, Marc-Andre Fleury, do you put him back in if Murray falters? And I got to tell you, I've been very impressed with Murray. I really like the way Jones has played. I think these guys are two bona fide number one star goaltenders in the making at this point of their careers from what we've seen here in the playoffs. I expect it's going to be another one-goal game tonight, and it's going to be because of the goaltending. Quite honestly, I mean, you talked about Joel Ward as being their best player in the series. I would tell you it's been Jones.
Jones has definitely been, I mean, he's been all you can ask for from a goaltender. He's kept them in games, especially early in games. You know, they've yet to really get out to a good start in the first periods. He's been the key to keeping the games close. On the other side, Murray, you know, he let in a couple questionable goals there in game three, rebounded really well in game four. I don't think you could question the play of either of these two goaltenders through the playoffs and in this series.
So the question becomes tonight then, if the Penguins do raise the cup on home ice, who do you give the Conn Smythe to? And this is something that you and I talked about earlier today. There's been a lot of conjecture on Twitter, which, by the way, you can follow Jay and I on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. He's at Bowtie Sports. But even some of the big, as a matter of fact, Craig Custance was one guy I noticed earlier asking on Twitter and a lot of national media, just random fan polls, hey, who would you pick? Because it's not a clear-cut decision for any player, I think, right now on this Pittsburgh roster.
You know, the name's drawing a lot of the attention, a lot of the first glance. You know, Phil Kessel for the scoring, Sidney Crosby, again, the scoring and his name recognition. Crosby, to me, was outstanding in the first round, and he's been really good since, but I don't know that he's been MVP level since. Half of his points came in that first round, and half of his points through the playoffs have come on the power play. So, you know, offensively, are we talking about him just because of one really good series and some opportunistic play in special team situations, or has he really been that type of difference maker?
Now, you know, the argument, well, one of the arguments will be, well, it's the star power that is Sidney Crosby. Another argument could be given that, hey, you know, Sid has been drawing their top defensive lineups as well. And so 6 goals, 17 points, -2 coming into tonight. And I know the -2 gives you a little bit of pause, but he's also got 3 game winners, which is the most of any Penguin in the playoffs right now. And I think that, you know, drawing the tough assignment night in and night out, especially against San Jose, we're talking about the key guys not being on the board for San Jose for a reason, and it's because Crosby is a large part in keeping them off the board. So I think he's a guy you definitely have to look at. Kessel has the points, the most goals on this team with 10, the most points at 21. 5 power play goals leads the team as well, so he's chipped in on special teams. But, you know, as you mentioned, he hasn't necessarily done a whole lot in this series to this point. There's a lot of other names I could throw out there. I love Nick Bonino. I love the way he's played in this series. He's got 13 assists right now, and Bonino has had a really, really solid series just all around, I think. If he gets a couple of goals tonight, it's a completely different conversation. If Pittsburgh wins tonight in Game 5, I think Game 5 is going to go a long way towards telling us who the Conn Smythe winner is. And Matt Murray's name has to come up. He's done so well for the Penguins in this playoffs. He's given them exactly what they need, which is solid goaltending enough to win. And here they are, one win away from the Stanley Cup.
You brought up the name Nick Bonino. Bonino, Hagelin, I mean, that line there with Kessel, those two have done a lot of work to put Kessel in position to be successful. I think both of them definitely should get some mention. You also take a look, those are two of the key cogs to Pittsburgh's penalty kill. They've played huge shorthanded ice time minutes over the playoffs. So I think, yes, both Bonino, both Hagelin deserve some mention in it. You know, Kessel, Crosby obviously will get some mention. Whenever you win a cup, the cup-winning goaltender is going to get mentioned. But I think, you know, the big thing is it's been such a team effort that it's hard to point to just one piece and say, that's the star, take him away, and we're talking a difference. It's been so much production up and down the lineup for Pittsburgh that it's hard to really point to that one player.
Well, I guess we'll find out who they end up handing it out to here tonight. Do you care to venture a guess one way or the other, whether it's if Pittsburgh wraps it up tonight then, or who the Conn Smythe winner would be before we get on to watching this one?
I would think if you're telling me to handicap, I would think Murray is probably the odds-on favorite going into tonight, but a lot of it will be dependent on what goes on tonight. You know, in past elimination games, you've seen some of the different players for Pittsburgh really stand up. Kessel has had some really big elimination games for the Penguins this series. If Kessel goes out, puts up, you know, two goals and assist in a one-goal win tonight, maybe that sways the opinion. Crosby, if he has a big game, or as you pointed out, again, Bonino, Hagelin, an undercard, lower on your voting card guy to maybe still take a look out for is Chris Letang. I mean, when you talk about the top defenseman in this playoffs, it's really been him, Burns, Hedman. If his team wins, maybe he gets a lot of play in some of the voting as well.
And so there it is. Game 5 coming up tonight. The romantic in me would like to see a Game 6. I don't know if we're going to see one. But either way, we will talk to you after Game 5 as we either look back on a Pens Stanley Cup victory or we talk about going back to San Jose. This has been the Talking Puck Podcast. Check out our blog, talkingpuck.wordpress.com. And he is Bowtie Sports, at Bowtie Sports, I should say, on Twitter. That's Jay Levin. I'm Tom Callahan, at Callahan on Air. And we'll talk to you soon.